Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well, and I'm thrilled you're with us. It's Friday, June 29th, 2007, 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And, of course, our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of great information there, including the phone number, surely of questions for our guest tonight, and we will get to you. The number, of course, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our guest's latest book is entitled America's Financial Apocalypse, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. Please welcome back to the show Mike Stathis. Mike, thank you again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, man. So much information. And, gosh, you know, when you're looking at the whole thing, as you can see, it's all a big, it's a big illusion, isn't it? I mean, that's the whole idea of the economy, and every aspect of it is to make people think that that their dollar's worth something. I mean, is that really the whole crutch behind it?
I don't know if it necessarily make the dollar look that it's worth something, because as you're aware, you know, the dollar's been weak for several years. I think it's more about making Americans think that our economy is great, and the reality is it's not. It's Americans' living standards have been in decline for approximately three decades now, and most Americans have not realized that. Specifically over the past decade, they have been in major decline. They've decelerated at a much faster pace. But most Americans don't realize we've been in decline for so long because, if you can imagine, approximately three decades ago, we began the following three trends: two-income households, the consumer finance industry, and the surge of illegal aliens. Those three things have masked the effects of a declining living standard, you see. But the fact is that you can only spend so much, or you can only spend more than you're making for a certain amount of time, right? You can't continue to overproduce, and America has, at least for the past decade, has been producing 6% less than they're consuming. They're consuming 6% more than they're producing, right?
Wow.
It's simple math. You can't spend 6% more than you're earning. If you compound that annually over a 10-year period, you're talking about approximately 80%. And ironically, by the way, that's been the approximate growth of the of America's consumer debt, about 80% the past decade. So, you know, it's a big problem. You know, it's and by the way, I wanted to point out that when I was talking about debt consolidation, it's not a bad thing. And for some people, maybe for many people, it might be the best thing. I just wanted to make the point that it's not like some godsend that's, hey, you know, you're getting something for nothing. And the reason why I wanted to point that out is because ultimately you can consolidate your debt, but ultimately you have to let go of the consumer credit addiction. You have to change your behavior, you see. You can restructure your debt now, but ultimately you have to stop being held hostage by the consumer finance industry. As well, I noticed the sponsor a minute ago was actually talking about, you know, refinancing their adjustable rate mortgage to fixed rate. And I would recommend to all people out there who may have an adjustable rate mortgage, get it refinanced to a 30-year ASAP, because rates are still fairly low.
Let me ask you to hang on here for a second, Mike. Another quick break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and your calls as well. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here with us tonight. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Mike Stathis, author of the book America's Financial Apocalypse. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks. You know, Frank, I'm not familiar with how much finance or economics or investing that they typically offer. So I wanted to kind of take a step back and if maybe some of this is over the head of your listeners, I wanted to present something that I think that everyone will definitely grasp, and it's one of the biggest problems, and that is concerning two things: our credit bubble,
okay,
and that's about $43 trillion right now. And to put that number into perspective, that's about four times the amount of our gross domestic product. So, in other words, I guess as an approximation, if you can imagine, if you were earning $100,000 a year, it would be approximately equal to you having $400,000 in debt.
Wow,
that's pretty huge. Now, that total credit bubble includes the federal debt, the consumer debt or credit card and revolving credit for autos and so forth, and also the mortgage debt. That's a huge problem in itself. In addition to that, I wanted to also mention our future liabilities, that is the future liabilities of the U.S. government,
mm-hmm.
and as it relates to the what's called the mandatory expenditures. Of course, when the government does its budget each year, it divides things into mandatory expenditures and discretionary, as I'm sure you have heard.
Mm-hmm.
regulatory expenditures are things that are promised, guaranteed by the government. They absolutely have to pay them. And the programs that fall into that are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Everything else is discretionary. Education, transportation, military, everything else is discretionary. So the problem is that currently, over the next 3 to 4 decades, our shortfalls, after accounting for all tax revenues, amount to about $51 to $72 trillion for those three programs. That is money that we do not have, and we're not going to have. As a matter of fact, that is calculated in what's known as present-day dollars. So in other words, if we wait to fund that difference when we need it, it's going to be a lot more due to the effects of, say, inflation. That in itself is an enormous crisis, which, as a matter of fact, the Comptroller General of the United States, or the U.S. head accountant for the government, David Walker, actually was featured on 60 Minutes a couple of months ago, and he was talking about that. And he essentially said, listen, Iraq's not the problem. America has its own problems. And he talked about this, these expenditures. He says just that alone is going to cause a financial crisis. And he said Washington doesn't get it. He said, I'm desperately going around the nation to alert city and state governments to this problem, because each city and state government is going to have their own mini crisis, as you can imagine.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's I'm telling you, it's really scary once you see what's out there. And of course, this is, you know, the credit bubble and these mandatory expenditures, these are just two of several problems. There are many other issues. You know, I was talking about free trade before the break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem with free trade is that we entered in on an unlevel playing field. In other words, if we're going to have free trade with other nations, then we need to have national health care, because foreign companies don't have to pay for health care for their employees. They don't have to pay for retirement benefits either. So how can we expect corporate America to continue to give jobs to Americans when they can get the same or even better talent for much cheaper?
Yeah.
You see, not to mention the fact that you can imagine that a $20,000 income in India is quite a nice income, quite a nice living. And that's for, you know, you can get a high-tech person, an engineer or a software developer for about $20,000 in India, and it would cost you in America over $100,000.
That's true.
So, you know, there's so many problems. And the fact is that Washington is not going to do anything. There's too much corruption going on. The lobbyists are too powerful. You know, the lobbyists represent all the big industries. The only way they're going to do anything is once the American voters say, you know what, I know what's going on, and we need to stop this now. And sadly, I just don't think it's going to happen, because, you know, as you know, what's covered on the network news programs.
Yeah,
as well.
Nothing.
And you know what as well, what's covered on, you know, these big right-wing talk radio guys.
Yeah,
it's the same baloney, you know. And so, you know, there's a great need for the venue of programs such as yours that try and deliver what is going on, because, you know, I am predicting that we are going to slip into a severe depression over the next 10 to 20 years.
Do you think it's that far away?
I do.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it could happen at any time.
Yeah.
It's easier to predict what will happen rather than when, but it could happen. You know, if the real estate bubble collapses and snowballs, and believe me, very easily, because of all of the securities that are generated from, say, one security package, you've got all these derivatives, so forth, there could easily be a snowball effect, and then that would affect the stock market, and then that would affect the businesses, right? stock market mm-hmm. goes down, you have problems with businesses because they don't have the capital anymore. And then consumers. And then consumers realize, hey, you know what? I've got all this debt. My income is not that good. Oh, and by the way, I don't have health care anymore. Mm-hmm. So it could occur sooner than that, but I just think that I'm picking around the 2017 period, because that is also when you're kind of in the midst of the baby boomers retiring, and that's going to have an enormous and devastating impact on our economy. As well, that is around the time which peak oil is expected to take effect. You know, the diminishing oil production globally. That's why I'm thinking it's going to be around that time. It may not be when it occurs. People may not realize it's a depression, right? It may be kind of the thing where the history books document it as one. They may say it's a recession. You know, and by the way, you know, this recession that we were supposedly in March of 2001 to November. Mm-hmm. Well, to give you an idea of how inaccurate these GDP numbers are, because a recession is defined by two consecutive periods of negative GDP growth, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, a Washington-affiliated agency, actually retracted its recession of 2001. Because
can
of
they
GDP
do that?
Oh, yeah. Because, you see, GDP numbers also, they keep revising numbers for 5 years. That's how inaccurate they are. And they found out that actually we had GDP growth. Can you tell me, were we in recessionary conditions in 2001? You tell me. Hell yes,
right.
We were.
Yeah.
There's
absolutely.
No doubt about it. So you can't really look at GDP, you see. But they took it off the history books. We did not have a recession in 2001. That's a fact. According to, if you look at GDP.
Yeah,
see?
That's amazing.
It is.
What a scam.
It's totally amazing. I mean, look at what happened in 2001. You had September 11, right? Mm-hmm. You had the crash. I believe Enron was it late 2001 or maybe 2002? I believe it was still 2001. I mean, you had all those stock market scandals going on. I mean, I still remember it was a depressing time to be on Wall Street. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Oh, totally. And so, you know, it's. You know, and of course the government, you know, they also, when they look at, you'd be saying, well, hey, you know, what about these unemployment numbers, right? We hit, you know, below 5% last year, 4.9%, and recently we hit actually 4.3%. 5% unemployment is considered full employment. That's spectacular. And we got 4.3%. Do you know why we got 4.3%?
Why?
Because... One reason is the discouraged worker, which I'm sure you've heard of that before, right?
Yeah.
That was a designation or a term that the government made up several years ago, about 10, 15 years ago. They didn't have it before. That, of course, is the worker who, after 6 months of trying to find work, he just gives up. They don't count those guys anymore. Mm. Question we need to ask is, why are they that discouraged?
Yeah, really.
You know, I mean, what is it about the economy that makes a person who may have a family or, you know, they need to sustain themselves, and they're trying for, and they just give up after 6 months. I think that's foretelling in itself. The other reason why is because of the government does not distinguish between non-traditional jobs with no distinction. That's what it's called. And basically that refers to temp jobs, mm-hmm. Contractor positions, and self-employed. The problem with that, as you can imagine, is that those jobs typically do not provide retirement benefits or health care.
Wow.
You see? So when you count all of these garbage jobs, yeah, maybe it is 4.3%. You see?
Yeah, this is really interesting. Like I said, just looking at all these stories, it does seem that, you know, big things are going on. And you mentioned oil. I mean, that is a whole nother animal. When we come back, Mike, I want to... open up the phone lines a little bit, and then also I want to make sure we make time for your suggestions on investments in the aftermath of all this stuff. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest tonight is Mike Stathis. He is an investment strategist and advisor, formerly on Wall Street, and now he's putting his knowledge into, of course, interviews and amazing books like this one, America's Financial Apocalypse. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying it and learning a lot, and, you know, it's not very pleasant news, but there is a positive side to it, and that would be along the lines of your guidance as to which businesses, you know, and whatnot are going to continue on and give people the opportunity to survive and prosper as well. But we'll get to that. Let's go to the phones real quick. 800-313-9443. Rodney in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
All right.
And I want to also say greetings to Mike there.
Hi, Rodney.
Hey, now, Mike, I want to kind of back up just a little bit to the previous hour. Frank read a very disturbing, but I think enlightening article from the Telegraph. Now, Frank, mm-hmm.
I've got it right here.
I'm very big on facts and sources.
Sure.
So do me a favor, since I keep a journal on your show and also your guests,
mm-hmm.
tell us the date that article came out and the year, and also the headline of the
sure.
it was the, because that's important, and that'll lead right into my point here.
Okay. Do you remember the subject? I read several from the British press.
It was the Telegraph talking about the swap of loans that were called in by the banks.
Got it right here, my friend. That would be June 26, 2007, telegraph.co.uk, headline, banks set to call in a swath of loans.
Okay. Now, here's the disturbing thing about that. These banks, these international and domestic banks were very, very involved in creating this banking, these banking laws and bankruptcy laws here in our country, and Mike referred to that. And
uh-huh.
one of the provisions that they put in there was exactly what the banks over there in London did, was to be able to call in any loan at any time, regardless of whatever the conditions were.
Mm.
And that is in the law, and anybody who goes out and get a loan, and even if they already have current loans on their homes or credit cards, these banks, and this is the reason why, you know, like Mike said, the business corporations control this government. I think it, right there, that article shows that something bad is about ready to happen.
Yeah, I think
something
so too.
Real bad is about to happen. And Mike, you said, It could happen any time. That story, that was just, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah, three, I guess, technically.
3 days ago mm-hmm. when it came out?
Mm-hmm.
What happens over there is going to eventually happen over here real, real soon. And mm-hmm. I just want to say, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, Frank, you've had Al Martin Mr. Goss on your show,
mm-hmm.
and they both have said it's very important to be liquid and do not go out and get any mortgages, because even if you're halfway through paying on your mortgage, or you have your 95% paid, any high equity in a property is going to be, they're definitely going to call that loan in. Even if you're able to pay it, they're going to call it in, just like these banks did over there in London. And they don't have to have a reason, because it's already been spelled out in the law. I think it's a travesty, it's criminal, but that's right there, and I just thought it was important that I bring that to your guest's attention. I'd mm-hmm. like to hear what he has to say about that.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you, Rodney. You're obviously a very astute listener of the show and astute investor and so forth, and that's great. And I'm sure that Frank, you know, loves guests or listeners like you.
It's, absolutely,
it's spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is, I think that, in my opinion, you know, for whatever it's worth, I think that primarily that might be an issue for businesses, not as much for consumer and mortgage debt. And the reason why is because you have to understand that, as I was talking about in the first hour, all consumer and mortgage debt, essentially, including student loans, auto loans, has been structured or called securitized into a securities market called the collateralized securities markets. So it's the banks really don't hold a lot of these loans anymore. You see, the people who often provide these loans don't end up keeping them and or servicing them. You see, I refer to my book, actually explain in terms of the mortgage industry, there's actually two main types of mortgage industries. There's the primary and the secondary mortgage market. The primary is responsible for issuing the loans and so forth, and the secondary is responsible for restructuring these loans, slicing these loans up into different portions and combining them all into a security.
Let me interrupt here. I'm sorry, Mike. We have to go to another break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the home stretch. About 25 minutes left in the show. This hour, of course, being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the salt crystal lamps, which are fantastic ways to, of course, filter your air without looking like an air filter and sounding like an air filter. They're just absolutely beautiful. They also have skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. Check the website out for more information. That is www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. And, of course, we ask you to support all of our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make the show and the network possible. Let's get back to our guest, the author of the book, America's Financial Apocalypse, Mike Stathis. Welcome back. And sorry we had to cut you off there in the middle of your answer, but please, by all means, go ahead.
Yes. I guess to kind of close it out to respond to Rodney, You know, I think it's a little harder. It would be a little harder in all these loans to be called in, as I said. Now, at the same time, you know, the big companies, American Express, Citibank, so forth, at any time they want, they can close your account and you have to pay. And I totally agree with what he was saying in terms of you know, a mortgage. The fact is that many people don't realize that it takes 20 years of mortgage payments on a 30-year mortgage to pay down half of what you owe. So essentially what you're paying for most of the years is interest, you see. So, you know, imagine, you know, owning a home for 20 years and you lose your job and you get a foreclosure. 20 years you put in your life into this home, and you've only paid half of it down. The reason being is because, of course, the finance charges typically raise the overall purchase price of the home by over 100%. So a home that you pay $200,000 for over 30 years is going to end up costing you around $500,000. You see, people don't understand that, and the reason why is because our government does not want us to understand basic finance. It would ruin our consumption-driven economy, you see. That's why people are in the debt trap that they are. They don't understand the laws of compounding interest, for instance. So I think that there's definitely some problems, and I wouldn't expect all the financial institutions to pull all these loans all at once, but I could see potentially certain ones doing that, especially if they have a financial problem.
Rodney, your thoughts on that?
Well, Frank, when I first heard one of your previous guests talk about that draconian legislation, and most especially this being able to have the right to call in loans, and they don't even have to give you a reason. Your guests indicated that it's even more draconian than what we know. I mean, when you actually read it, it's worse than what's actually there. I can't even go into it, but I have heard other people allude to it. And with all the criminal things that are going on in the financial institution, to give these people the benefit of the doubt and think that they won't do or be even more criminal than they are right now, I think that's being a little naive. And I'm not saying that to you, Mike. I'm just saying I don't trust these people. I think that if there's a dollar to be stolen, they will do it. And that's and the other thing is they didn't put that law in there just to, just for fun and games.
I don't trust them either. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it, and there's a good reason why the financial industry is the second most profitable industry in America. You know, if you can imagine an industry that really does the financial industry really provide that much value to Americans to be the second most profitable industry in America? Right, I think it actually provides a lot more problems than it does offer solutions, and as a result, America has about a 1% savings rate, whereby you know Europe has about a 10%, China has 25%, Korea has 24%, Japan has about a 14% savings, and that is going to cause a problem too. And you know, as you mentioned, Rodney, in the beginning, you know, you were talking about the global economy. It is heating up. There's no doubt about it. Rates are going higher, and there's kind of a bad smell in the air of, hey, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Mike, just to add to what you said also earlier, you said our Congress isn't doing anything about this predatory, and I think that's being nice about it, this predatory lending that's going on in this country, as well as some of these other criminal things. Well, and Frank, you've actually had guests on your show who have said that when this thing starts, when the stuff starts to hit the fan, these people, and I'm talking about the Congress people, they already have their homes in the Caribbean that are highly guarded by, heavily armed guards and whatnot, they already have an escape route. They already know what's going to happen. I mean, and this is the reason why I say, or I agree with what Mike said earlier, no, they're not going to do anything about it because they're going to hightail it out of town and just let the cards fall where they may. So I just thought I'd add that in there. And Frank, thank you. It's a great show. And Mike, I'm actually going to purchase your book. I'm actually going to stay tuned to see what other kind of tips you will give to people, because I'm of the belief that you should, in this disturbing financial market, you should be as liquid as you possibly can.
I totally agree, Rodney. Liquidity is the key, because there's going to be a lot of opportunities out there, and the people who are going to be able to exploit them are going to be people with, number one, cash, and number two, an understanding. And it sounds like that you have a good understanding of what's going on, and I hope you enjoy the book, and I hope you take some value out of it. I wrote it unlike a lot of the other books in a similar topic. I don't have any interest. You know, there's people that run financial companies and so forth, or want to pitch things. I don't have any interest. I did it first and foremost as an American. And Rodney, I wish there were more people out there like you who knew what was going on. So there would be a big mass of people going to our politicians and saying, "Hey, why aren't you stopping this?" You know, just like they talked about the oil industry. They're just blowing smoke, right? They didn't do anything about it. They haven't done anything about it. So we need more people to go to their senators and so forth and say, "Hey, these are the issues. We know about them. Let's do something about it."
Well, don't count on them doing that. I also want to say, Mike, that, you know, history is a great teacher. And if anybody out there, just take and read the annotation to the book called The Great Crash, 1929. Just read the annotation. You don't even have to read the entire book, although I would encourage a person to read the first three chapters and maybe, the last two or three. The reason why that, and by the way, it's history repeating itself. And I heard an old saying, Mike, once a guy said, history can either be a great, make you a master or make you a slave. And the reason why that great crash happened, according to the author, is because there were so many people out there who allowed their greed to be played on by the bankers, the same people who are playing the same game this time around, and they're playing on people's greed, the fast money, kind of like out in Las Vegas, you roll the dice and hopefully you'll hit the big one.
Exactly. Well, right.
That's not going to happen. The bankers know it because the odds are all in their favor, and also history. They know human nature. They know human nature. So I would encourage people, read your book and just read the annotation or abstract to the book, The Great Crash, 1929, and you'll get probably a whole lot more out of your book if you read that and then kind of digest it, and then you'll probably know what direction to go with your money. Thank you.
You're exactly right, Rodney, about the greed and so forth that caused the crash. And I actually make the correlations from the Great Depression and discuss. There's so many similarities. And I'm a firm believer in history. You know, you can learn a lot from history. And whether it's from, real estate trends or investment trends or political trends. It's a great insight that you have there, Rodney. Thanks. I appreciate the follow-up.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Mike, Frank, keep up the good work.
God bless you, my friend. I appreciate it so much. Rodney is certainly one of our brilliant listeners, and, that's why this information is so powerful, Mike, because people do get this stuff. They do understand what exactly is going on. Now the concept of being able to protect yourself from what many people in all over the place, mainstream media here in America and even elsewhere, but certainly it's harder to find in American media, everybody's saying this is imminent. This is going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. You're saying that too, and you said it could happen today, tomorrow, 30 years from now, but the point is that the way things are going, it is not sustainable. So how do we protect ourselves, Mike? What areas should we focus on in order to be able to not just survive, but maybe even prosper?
Well, I guess I'll approach it from two angles. The first angle would be what people can do for their own livelihood, and then I'll approach it from an investment standpoint. The first thing I recommend to people is to learn to become an entrepreneur. Learn to make money for yourself, because you cannot count on corporate America any longer. Job security is at its lowest ever. And until free trade and healthcare are restructured, it's going to continue to be a problem. So according to what I have seen, obviously you might understand that healthcare is a good career choice to be in, because there's so many dollars flooding into that industry. I don't think it's necessarily a long term, because there's a lot of revolutions coming in telemedicine and so forth that will make a lot of those jobs kind of dead end. But for the meantime, it's a relatively easy way to earn a pretty good income with minimal education requirements. In addition, the pet care industry, great booming business. I'm sure you've seen, maybe have been a customer of pet grooming, pet daycare, so
sure.
forth. People think of their pets now as family. People are paying, $5 and $10 per hour to drop their pet off when they go to work. This is a fact. So I think that is a very relatively low cost venture. You don't need a whole lot of skills, just love for animals. And that's a great business to be in. Another one would be something related to the golf industry, perhaps the retail side. As you might appreciate, golf is really America's favorite pastime now, especially more recently, the popularity of Tiger Woods, which has drawn a lot of African Americans into the sport, as well as Asian Americans, as well Michelle Wee, the young teenager Korean golfer, she's drawn a lot of females in. And, of course, Mr. Daly, who is he's drawn a lot of the reckless NASCAR type of guys in. So it's really a sport that everyone can relate to, and it's a huge revolution. On the flip side, in terms of investments, my recommendation is to buy gold, to buy silver. I think that over the next about 6 years, we're going to be looking at prices above $1,000 per ounce on gold, and I actually think that there's much more upside on silver. As well, I think investors should get into oil trusts, that is, securities that pay high dividends. They're not known for capital appreciation or rising prices, but they pay this income, sometimes monthly, most definitely quarterly. There's many oil trusts out there that are paying double-digit dividends. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly, and this goes back to Rodney saying stay liquid. You need to stay liquid because, first of all, it will allow you to buy in when there's opportunities. But also, you need to stay liquid because you need to start raising cash to buy government bonds, not just normal long bonds, but what's called Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. These are bonds that are indexed to inflation. The government has continued to distort inflation statistics. We have had fairly substantial inflation over the past 3 years, and it's going to get much higher. I am predicting, actually, that inflation is going to be the cause of the collapse. And, of course, real estate is good for inflation. If we do experience deflation, you don't want to be in real estate. You want to have hard currency, hard cash, T-bills, CDs, and so forth. But I'm predicting inflation, so therefore, if inflation goes to 10% and you have the bond for, say, 8% yield, you're actually going to get 18%. So it negates the effects of inflation. I basically recommend to get into these Treasury inflation-protected securities once the long bond hits around 8%, and I expect that to occur within the next 3 years. There's other things as well, but and I'll mention this specifically. for people who want to, who have a short-term investment horizon, there's still time to get into China. China will continue to prosper, and I do believe that after 2008 Olympics, when all of the dumb money starts flooding in, once they see how advanced China is, I think that that will be the time to kind of exit. I think China is going to have a major correction before we do.
Oh, before we do, you think?
Yes, because you see, China is what's fueling the commodities bubble. There's a huge commodities bubble out there that has, you know, has caused the price of copper to go up by 400 and 500% in just a few years, right? All these metals, you may have heard on the news how people are stealing air conditioning coilings, right? They're stealing underground wire. Why? Because the metal, scrap metal.
That's true.
So this is a huge commodities bubble, and it's kind of interesting that normal economies, say the U.S. economy, when commodity prices are high, we do very poorly. See, but China is doing very well. You know why? Because commodities are the only thing limiting their expansion. They will pay anything to get raw materials because they don't have enough. Oil, metals, chemicals. That's the only thing that's limiting their expansion right now.
Hang on a second, Mike. We got to take another short break. We'll come back and wrap up here, folks. Please stay with us. Back with more in 3 minutes.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam, packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Good morning, my friends. It has been an action-packed 3 hours, and I've enjoyed every second of it with you. And certainly we've covered a lot of, in my opinion, relatively sobering type of news. But keep in mind, this is all a good thing in a number of ways. First of all, not everyone is going to be able to hear these types of things before they actually happen. Those of you who have heard it have now been warned, and because you've been warned, presumably you can take steps to protect yourself, all that you own, and all the people you care about, to spread the word about these things. This is a benefit for all of us to be able to hear about these things, and again, to explore these types of news stories. They're not pleasant to read, and they're certainly not pleasant to hear, but what they do is they serve notice. It's just like anything else. I mean, most people would say, gosh, it would be great to go through life without any pain. Well, you know, sometimes pain can tell you to take your hand out of the fire. It sometimes works in your favor. So this is a blessing. I believe it. And we all would like to welcome back and thank our guest tonight, Mike Stathis. He's the author of the book America's Financial Apocalypse, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. Mike, I really appreciate all of your time here. You know, when we left off there, you were talking about the, you know, precious metals and things like that. I had heard a rumor a while ago, and I don't know, maybe you have or know more about it, that pretty soon people were going to be able to cash in pennies for, you know, a multiple of their value because of the metal itself was worth more than a penny.
Yeah, yes, I've heard that. However, you know, the rumor's been kind of throughout the years, I think. But I've heard some pretty strong rumors on that, and it makes sense. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if that might be a investment strategy, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I wouldn't be surprised at all because, you know, you have to understand that just the expense in printing pennies every year runs in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And so, you know, with metals increasing in price and so forth, it would definitely be a pretty good strategy. Now, one thing you may have heard or aware of is that, from my understanding, most banks now will take loose pennies. You do not have to have them in rolls, unlike other change.
Yeah, that's true. I've actually heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
That kind of signals, you know, that there's mm-hmm. There's a problem with pennies. I think a lot of people just, apparently, from what I understand, it makes sense. You know, how many pennies do you have, you know, hanging around in your place, right? Probably a small fortune.
Presumably, yeah, if they'd be worth more than a penny, that would be a great thing. Well, let's cover a couple of bases here. Is this a good time, and you could just answer yes or no questions in the time that we've got. Is this a good time to buy a house?
If you find a good opportunity,
okay.
I think there's going to be much better opportunities down the road. It's
okay.
There's always a great time to buy or invest in anything if you can spot the value.
Okay. All right. So you got to be an informed consumer. This is not just running around willy-nilly and whatnot. Should people be investing in the stock market?
By the way, back to the house situation.
Yeah.
I talk about specifically if you're a real estate investor, buy rental units. Rental pricing is going to soar. And it's going to stay high for several years. Because it's been suppressed over the past few years, you see?
Yeah, I was just talking about that to somebody else. Or no, actually earlier in the show today, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said they were moving, and they couldn't get an apartment that they could afford because so many people have been kicked out of their homes as they've been foreclosed.
Exactly.
Yeah, that the rental property's just through the roof. Wow. Well, Mike, I sure do wish we had more time, but I hope you'll come back and join us again very soon. The book available at Amazon.com, presumably everywhere else. Mike Stathis, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. Folks, have yourselves a great, great weekend.